In the 1990s, Salon Concerts was formed by violinist Robert Roudier, and it has continued to thrive, putting forth concerts every year, as well as going into some of our public schools and helping the young musicians with coaching and just with the idea of playing chamber music. And the Salon Concerts Ensemble will be performing concerts January 27th and 28th. In a private home, and we're going to hear about the music that will be part of these performances. And I'm pleased to have a couple of good people from Salon Concerts. Robert Roudier himself, the founder of Salon Concerts, welcome back to the table. Great to see you again. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Well, Happy New Year to you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And my other guest is Catherine Michel. She is a fabulous pianist with Salon Concerts and one of the directors, and also is a wonderful composer. And at the next concert, the group will be performing some new music, a premiere by Catherine Michel. Listeners to KMFA, you know her as the host of Into the Light, the award-winning program featuring music of women composers. Welcome back, Catherine Michel.
Thank you.
The next concert is titled Keepsakes, and why did you title it that, and tell us a little bit about the pieces, and then I want to ask Catherine specifically about her new work, Robert Roudier.
Well, it was a combination of Melissa Eddy, our manager, and that manages all the publicity and so on, and she always likes to have a sort of key word for the concerts this year are souvenir. She liked the souvenir part. Right.
Mementos.
And a memento and all of that. And so that's one of the words that fits in with the souvenir and memento. And
she was inspired in that because we went to Russia in the spring, and I think when we got back, Robert was waxing enthusiastic about Russia and somehow tied it into something that was going on in the first concert, and that inspired her to call.
Well, for this particular concert, we have music of Kodály, Poulenc, Richard Strauss, and of course Catherine Michel. So what made you put these pieces together? How does that get decided? Does the group decide it, or do you just press your authority?
Well, I think it's mostly me, but very much consulting with Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
She is, such a fine musician and just has a good ear for things like that. Putting a program like that together, is so many things factor into it. The works that one or more of the musicians really would like to do is one of the main factors. Why don't we do such and such work? Anyway, you do that, and then you look for variety in the program and in instrumentalists and the people that are available. And
right.
There's so many factors that go into it.
I think for this one, I know that I chose the Richard Strauss Piano Quartet because I just think it's a fabulous piece and it would be great fun to play. So I requested that. And Doug Harvey, our fabulous cellist, wanted to play the Kodály Solo Sonata. So he requested that. Robert wanted an oboist, and I think I said, well, then let's do the Poulenc, I believe. Ian Davidson is our oboist, and he may have I can't remember whether he got the idea of the Poulenc, but anyway, together we decided that would be a lot of fun. And then this was a chance for me to have a new work also.
Well, I'm going to ask you about your original music, Catherine Michel, in just a few minutes, so I want to go to music now. So we're going to listen to the first movement of Francis Poulenc's Sonata for Oboe and Piano, and this is one of the works that you can hear in its entirety if you attend Salon Concerts, and the concert dates January 27th and 28th. That was the first movement of Francis Poulenc's oboe sonata, and it was performed by Olivier Douaz, oboist, and the pianist was Alexandra Tharot. And you can hear that work in its entirety at the upcoming Salon Concerts by Salon Concerts on January the 27th and 28th. These are in the intimacy of a private home, and when you call for your tickets, you will be given the address. You can call 342-2785 or check out the website salonconcerts.org. At this time on Classical Austin, my guests are violinist Robert Roudier, he's also the founder of Salon Concerts, and Catherine Michel, pianist with the group and also a fabulous composer. And Salon Concerts will be premiering a new work by Catherine Michel, and I have a couple of questions for the composer. Tell us, what is the name of this piece and what's the instrumentation, of course?
Well, the instrumentation really comes from the rest of the program. We have, these are the musicians we have, and so what can I do? That would be fun to do. And I thought oboe and string quartet would be just fabulous. Although I thought we could hire one more violinist and make it a string quartet because I like the idea of that. And so Joseph Smith is joining us in my piece. I just loved the idea. But also, you know, it's just a practical thing they used to do in the old days. You know, you take the people you get and you see what you can make out of it. I could have used a piano, but I had enough to play. I think that was one of the reasons. I have so many notes. I thought I'd let others do the playing.
So this is a several movement work.
It's a short work, probably 10-ish. I haven't timed it really, but, you know, around 10 minutes or something, 10 or 12 minutes. They're not quite, I'm not calling them movements, but they are movements. But the title comes from the thing we were talking about before, since the season was named Souvenirs. And since I fell in love when we were in Russia with the restaurant music we heard at a Ukrainian restaurant, I just fell in love with this Ukrainian folk music. And I got there, and these people were playing, and Robert said, well, maybe it was just, you know, it was so romantic, and we were in this wonderful restaurant, and the musicians were so great, and there the vodka was excellent. But I just thought, this is so great. I think this is the music of my people, and I am of Russian Jewish heritage. And I thought, you know, I'm just connecting so much that when I got home, I really did want to explore the music more. So I decided, since this was called Souvenirs, I would write this piece called Souvenirs of Russia and use Ukrainian and also Byelorussian, because that's where my ancestors are from, folk music. So I did a lot of research and just got folk music out of the UT, you know, archive libraries and started listening to a lot, lots and lots and lots, and just picked four folk songs that I connected with that I really wanted to use. And so that is the basis of the four little, very short, really, realizations of folk songs. I took the songs and quoted them and composed stuff around them. And
lovely. If you just tuned in, you're listening to KMFA Classical 89.5. This is the Classical Austin program, your weekly ticket to the behind-the-scenes happenings on the classical music landscape. My guests at this time are Robert Roudier and Catherine Michel of Salon Concerts. They're letting us know about the upcoming concerts, January 27th and 28th. And one of the works on the program will be a new piece by Catherine Michel titled Souvenirs of Russia. Would you say, Catherine Michel, as a composer, it is easier to start work on a piece once you've decided on these themes, or, you know, if you have a blank page and someone just says compose something, anything for me, and gives you the commission.
Yeah,
is it easier to?
You know, they're both fun. I think limits are always helpful. Really, you know, you have to start somewhere. So if you have these are the instruments and here's the idea, and I found that the idea was just inspiring to me because I loved looking into. This was fun and interesting to listen to this music, you know, and to find the ones that I really connect with. So. But then there's the idea, well, now what do I do? You know, so sometimes
it's a great idea.
There's that. And whereas if you're starting with nothing in particular, you can sort of take the inspiration from the air and you can start anywhere. So
it's true.
They're different. But I think limits are always helpful.
So in one moment, it kind of sets you up and pushes you forth. And then another moment, you may have a wall. Like, I can't really do that. That might not be idiomatically correct for where.
Of these four songs, there was one that I thought would be particularly easy to write. And I'm I found that it was the heart. I don't know why. It was a simple little song. I thought, fine. And then I just really got stuck on it for a day or so. It's not always the way you think it's going to be.
Does composing come easily to you, Catherine Michelle? I mean, you just described, you know, a little bit difficult. Yeah. But in general, does it come easy to you?
That's hard to answer. Sometimes it just pours in as though I'm taking dictation. Those are the rare, you know, but wonderful, wonderful moments. And, you know, most of the time it's hard work, but it comes along, but it's still hard work. And sometimes, you know, one gets stuck, or I do occasionally, and you just don't really know how to solve a certain problem or make it work structurally or this or that, you know.
Sometimes you just let it put it away for a minute, for a while, and get back to it.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow. This is Classical 89.5 KMFA, the Classical Austin program. I'm Diane Donovan. My guests at this time are Robert Rudier, violinist and founder of Salon Concerts, and pianist and composer Catherine Michelle, also with Salon Concerts. And they've been letting us know about a concert, actually a couple of concerts that they have at the end of the month, the 27th and 28th of January. And Catherine Michelle has written a new work for the concerts. I'm so fascinated by the process, and we don't get to talk to composers too often on the show, though I love having them on. Could you describe the setting of when you compose? I mean, you sit there, you have to close off the house, you have to turn the ringers off. I mean, is that the kind of thing? It has to be late at night, early morning. What works for you?
Yeah,
what's the setting?
Not early. Late at night is fine. And afternoon is actually fine before I start teaching. Most composers that I read about always get up and do it first thing in the morning, but I am not really fully conscious for several hours, so I don't do well that way. But I am a night person, and sometimes at night is fine. My usual setting for doing really the most composing that I do is walking on the beach in Oregon in the summers, and that's when I get most of my ideas. And I planned to write this piece last summer, but I got an idea for another piece, so I wrote that instead. So this one I'm writing here at a time when I'm very busy with teaching and doing my radio show and practicing for this. And so there is a lot going on, and it's definitely harder to find the time and the kind of space and peace that is very helpful. But but I've been doing it, and, you know, if you really want to do something, you'll find a way to do it.
I think it's time for more music, and we're going to listen to the second movement from the piano quartet by Richard Strauss. The New Jersey Chamber Music Society performed the second movement from the piano quartet in C minor by Richard Strauss. And that's one of the works that you can hear if you attend the concerts by Salon Concerts January 27th and 28th, as well music of Kodály, Francis Poulenc, and Catherine Michelle. I have two guests from Salon Concerts at this time, Robert Rudier, violinist and founder of Salon Concerts, also the artistic director, and Catherine Michelle, pianist and composer. Give us the name of the brand new piece again, if you would, that we can look forward to at these concerts.
Souvenirs of Russia. Reflections. Let's just call it Souvenirs of Russia.
And the composer has the right to change the title at any time. Many have revised whole pieces and changed the title, right? Well, you can hear that brand new work at the upcoming concerts January 27th and 28th in the home of Dan and Peg Listrom. Once you purchase your ticket, then you can get the address and such. You can get more information on the website salonconcerts.org or call 342-2785. These concerts were intended for intimate settings in beautiful homes and such, but I did want to mention there is a rush hour concert wherein it's a shorter version of the entire program, and that'll take place Tuesday, the following Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Armstrong Community Music School. And
that's right, and it's an intimate auditorium. It's not as though it's in some great big hall.
Right, right.
No. It's it's very pleasant for chamber music, actually. Nice acoustics, and we're really happy to play and make one of the performances of this program every time at the Armstrong School.
And free to the public.
That's so amazing, and that really makes it an equal opportunity experience.
Yes, really, but when you go to the salon concerts at the private homes, you get a wonderful buffet and very fine wines and, you know, a long time to socialize with other audience members and with the musicians. So
oh,
it's
wonderful.
A special thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's a very special thing. I've attended these and they're just wonderful. And it's really nice to actually get to talk to the musicians afterwards and, you know, see what
Actually, it's nice for the musicians to talk to the audience, you know. Usually you come on stage and you play the stuff and you go away and, you know, maybe some people come backstage and music. But this way it's really getting together for chamber music and people are there listening to it. Of course, we've practiced.
Crazy.
We've rehearsed, I know.
Right.
But it is nice. There's not a real formal atmosphere, you know. Everybody says, "And don't make any noise."
Right.
And hopefully, we pick music that will entrance people, and they go to sleep. It's okay, but
that's never happened.
But after the concert, you know, just everybody, almost the whole audience stays and has a little buffet and stuff. And so it's really getting together for chamber music.
And you're still going into the schools, you and the salon concerts musicians, and training some of our young aspiring musicians?
Yes, we do.
That's a wonderful thing that you bring to the community.
I'm quite proud of having started that. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. 18 years ago and going strong. And so, congratulations. And that's about all the time we have today for today's show. I know there will be one more concert coming up.
March 16th and 17th.
March, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll let our audience know about that. I want to thank you both for coming in. Robert Rudier, founder and director of Salon Concerts, brilliant violinist. You got to hear him live. And Catherine Michelle, fabulous pianist and a wonderful composer. And of course, Catherine Michelle is the voice and the brains behind Into the Light, which is heard on Sunday nights, most Sunday nights, at 9 p.m. here on Classical 89.5. Continued success to you. Can't wait to hear your brand new work, Catherine Michelle, and we'll see you soon, I hope.
Thanks.
Once again, you can get information about Salon Concerts by calling 342-2785 or going to salonconcerts.org. And also, I'd like to thank my guest from earlier this evening, Michelle Schumann of the Austin Chamber Music Center. They have a concert coming up. Well, one of them is sold out, the one on the 18th in a private home. But on the 19th, there are still tickets for the concert at the First Unitarian Church, and that'll be at 7:30 p.m. And you can go to their website, austinchambermusic.org, or call 454-0026. Well, that's about all the time we have for Classical Austin. Coming up next on KMFA, Knowing the Score with your host, Dan Welcher, also a composer. And then right after that, it is Into the Light with your host, Catherine Michelle. So you know there's more great music on the way, so stay tuned to Classical 89.5 KMFA Austin. I'm Diane Donovan. Good night.